Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them. They will be God's peoples, and God will be with them and be their God. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also God said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then God said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. This is the word of the Lord."
Well, every day at Broadway come Sunday morning is special, but All Saints Sunday morning is especially special to me. To read the names, to hear the bells, to stand together and sing of that great cloud of witnesses, those balcony people who have gone before us. Today is the day that we remember that death is but a door. Death is but a door. And that God is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last and the living one, for everyone and forevermore. So we are not afraid. We are not afraid. Church is the place where we learn over the whole course of our lives to be not afraid. This is the lesson we learn over and over again from the first day that we are carried into the church at our dedication until the very last day when we are carried in again and out for our burial. God is the Alpha and the Omega. Death is swallowed up, and we are not afraid. When my daughter, Gabrielle, was about 4 years old, I was shaving in front of the mirror when she walked into the bathroom and said, "What's that white stuff on your face?" And I said, "Well, that's shaving cream." And she laughed and she said, "I thought it was white hair." And I looked down at her and I said, "Well, actually, my beard is white. That's why I shave it." And suddenly, the smile on her face fell, and she began to cry. And she said to me, "I don't want you to die." I had permission to tell that story. I knew better. But what I want to say to you this morning is that the shadow falls early over our lives. And it casts itself forward into the future, and we know that the pall is waiting for us all. But we come to church. We come to church to hear the ancient words and to be ministered unto by the ancient witnesses that He will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things pass away, and behold, the one on the throne says, I am making all things new. I don't know about you, but that sort of fires me up. It gets my blood pumping, and it literally encourages me, enheartens me. Our hearts are brave again, as we sang a moment ago, and our arms are strong. So we read the ancient scriptures, and we sing the ancient songs, and we profess our ancient faith in the ancient words. Words I proclaim at the beginning of every single service of burial for every single saint at Broadway. For none of us live unto ourselves, and we do not die unto ourselves. If we live, we live unto the Lord. If we die, we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, whether we live, therefore, or we die, we are the Lord's. And friends, this is something for us to bear in mind in these, well, let us say, challenging and uncertain times. I know a lot of us here are more than just a little anxious about this election. We wonder what our country is coming to, and we wonder what the world is coming to. These are difficult and dangerous days, and the office of the President of the United States has the power for great good and great evil. We know that. Even the power to end all life as we know it. So it should go without saying that we should pray. And if we are registered voters and have not already done so, we should make a plan to go to the polls early on Tuesday and cast a vote. And we should vote all the way up and down that ballot as best as we are able, because this is a democracy. And democracies work best, really only work at all, when there are elected officials held accountable by the people at every level, both local and also national. This is government of the people and by the people and for the people, and it is the responsibility of the people to assure that it does not perish from this earth. But at the same time, just in case things don't go your way on Tuesday, or whenever it is we will find out who's going to win this election, something tells me we may be waiting a while. However it goes, we need to remember that as Christians, we've seen all kinds of leaders come and go. The good, the bad, the ugly, the uglier. The Jefferson Davises, the Andrew Johnsons for Native and Black people, the Andrew Jacksons, King George III, King Henry VIII, good Lord. And I haven't even mentioned the worst of the worst. And we have seen them all. And we read Revelation as we did this morning, and we remember that it was written under the terror of an emperor named Domitian after the Jews were expelled from Rome by the emperor Claudius, who came after the emperor Tiberius, who followed the emperor Augustus, who was instrumental in appointing the maniacal King Herod. We have seen them all. And I want to tell you this morning that I have it on good authority from the church that God has and will outlive them all. So the psalmist was right. We put our trust in God, not in princes. And St. Peter was right. We honor the king, but we reserve our fear for God alone. We honor the king, the office of the president, but we place our fear in God alone. So however this turns out, beloved, do not you be afraid, nor you be dismayed. For we come to church to be reminded that we worship the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and the beginning and the end. And we know that in the end, the Bible tells us God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And that means, as John Barnes, the old Black Baptist preacher and shoeshine man at Cast Iron Grill in Lubbock, Texas, used to tell me as he was shining my boots, God's got a mighty big handkerchief. God's got a mighty big handkerchief. And God is going to wipe away every tear from our eyes, no matter what happens. Remember that this week. Someone asked me earlier this week, Ryan, are you an optimist? I laughed. West Texans are not known for our optimism. That's why we wear boots, because we know that there's snakes out there in the grass. No, I said. I am not an optimist. But I do have faith. And I have learned my faith from that great cloud of witnesses who came before me, that come hell or high water, God is with me, Alpha and Omega. God will never forsake me. And the good book says, when I am old and gray-headed, those gray hairs are inching up the beard, the sideburns now going to the temples. When I am old and gray-headed, God will not forsake me until I have showed God's strength unto the next generation and God's power to everyone who is to come after, including that crying baby that once went out the door. We've remembered the names of the Broadway saints departed this morning. And some of you come remembering your own. And my friend and beloved Broadway member Shelley Newton comes this morning remembering the names of both her mother and her father, who died one after the other just in a matter of days, just last month. And the message this morning is very simple. Really? And it's inspired by Shelley's mom, who in the last days of her life, lying there on her deathbed with her two daughters beside her, said through the rasp of the BiPAP mask, "Keep your faith. Keep your faith. Keep your faith, beloved. Keep your faith when the waters rise. Keep your faith when the tyrants rage. Keep your faith when disappointments come. Keep your faith when the despair sets in. Keep your faith when that first wiry gray hair appears and you are reminded that you too are dust, and to dust you shall return. Keep your faith when you close your mother's and your father's eyes. Keep your faith when your husband says goodbye. Keep your faith when you strike out. Keep your faith when you fall down. Keep your faith when you lose all the optimism you ever had. And keep your faith when you tug on those boots and walk out there into that field and head down towards that dark and lonely valley, knowing that, yes, there are indeed snakes out there in the grass, and there are also saints and angels and archangels all around. So keep your faith, beloved. Keep the ancient faith of the Church of Jesus Christ, for it's ours to keep. Let us keep it and keep it well. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of us all, and together all of God's faithful people do say, amen.